the Monday, May 2nd meeting of the Planning Committee, 2:45 PM. The first, the second item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number three is public comment. If there is anyone here for public comment, please come to the podium. You have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. All right, moving on from public comments, item number four is annexation.
Thank you, ma'am. These are four separate annexations and they need to be voted on as such, but I'm going to kind of group them together because they're all in the same general area. So they'll be shown on the same maps and stuff. So this first one is at 1533 West Palmetto Fort Drive. And that is the one, let me get up right here. So this first one is right here. The next one is on Ruffin Road right here. And then we have one at 1545 and then 1549 right there. So those are the four annexations before you. They are all within the area of our comprehensive plan for a conventional residential neighborhood.
Madam Chairman, I move for approval of all four.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion?
I only have one question. Is this being built, are these being built as part of the Liberty Hill neighborhood?
No, sir. They are, I mean, they're back in that general area, but they are separate. Okay. All of Liberty Hill, all that area is all cultural landscape. And then you see here on the zoning map, some community conservation. These will come in as R1, low density residential district, which is the same. The cultural landscape has the same dimensional standards as the R1, but it allows you to do the clustering development. But based on just lot sizes, it is comparable to the R1, but these will come in as R1.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item 5A.
Okay. This comes to you from Planning Commission where it received a public hearing. And it was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. It is a property located at 653 Bank Street. It's currently, let me show you this area. So it's currently zoned R1. It's surrounded by R1 zoning for the most part. You can see the little bit darker shade there is R2. And it is located within the special R2 overlay district, which you can see is outlined here along Royal Center and then along almost up to Coleman Boulevard. Typically, we've had a few rezonings here, and typically when you see these are to, because somebody wants to subdivide. In this case, this property is wanting to use the special R2 setback. So if your underlying is R2, you can take advantage of the special R2 overlay district. What that has allowed folks to do is a lot of them want to do a front porch, which extends beyond that 30-foot front setback. So if you're R1, you have a 30-foot front setback. If you're R2, you have a 25-foot front setback. And if you're R2 and you're in the special R2, you're allowed to do 15 feet. And so what they would like to do is do a front porch on their house. You can kind of see the streetscape here. This is the house in question I tried to get. And it's a mixture of some houses are older and were constructed up closer. Some remain a little bit further back, but that can kind of give you an idea of what the streetscape is. And I think Planning Commission looked at it as, they didn't necessarily look at it as changing an R1 to a R2 kind of in the middle of that R1. I think they were looking at it more of, is this going to be subdivided? And because it was not going to be subdivided, because it was going to allow for a front porch to go 15 feet up from the street, they recommended approval unanimously.
All right, Ms. Hyatt.
Doesn't R2 allow like duplexes?
No.
It doesn't?
No, nope, it's single family detached, exactly the same as R1, except your minimum lot size is 8,000 square feet instead of 10,000. So
they're wanting to build 15 feet from the street?
They're wanting to do a front porch, which would encroach and allow them to go 15 feet from the front property line. Right now, there's a 30-foot setback because it's R1.
Are they...
They're going to build that big of a front porch?
Yeah, that's all the way up, like, the length of that.
Are they tearing down the house?
They're going to tear down the house.
Not... It's my understanding that they're not tearing down the house. I think the applicant might be here and could perhaps speak to that, but I don't think they're tearing down the house. It was my understanding they were just building a front porch.
And is this something that could go through the Board of Zoning Appeals and they could get a variance in order to build that front porch rather than rezone it to R2? Because I know they don't intend to subdivide, but if the property gets sold, it could then be subdivided in the future.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of R1, so I'm not inclined to support this, but...
They could apply for a variance. The thing is, in order to get a variance, you have to prove a hardship. It's a four-part hardship test, and it's a difficult metrics to meet. So my thought is if they went to the Board of Zoning Appeals and asked for a variance, they would probably tell them to come and try to rezone it. but it would be a difficult request to grant.
I also, just given this house, I can't imagine the size of a front porch that would be built that would come 15 feet from the front of the property line. That just, I don't know. Does anyone have any thoughts on that, Mr. Chapman?
Madam Chairman, the property doesn't look like that today. I was out there yesterday. It's a very nicely done renovation. And there's a house on the corner, the one further down, that's also finished. And it's, I mean, they're beautiful houses. And I was hesitant as to why the Planning Commission approved this, because, the work has already been done in terms of not a porch, but improvements to the property. And it really looks nice. But to extend it out any further, my thought was the same as yours. Why not go to BOZA? Why not suggest that and see what happens? Because I was concerned about a subdivision. So, you know, I'm open to somebody wanting to make a recommendation.
Do we have a motion on this or any further discussion?
Move to deny.
Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second to deny this request for rezoning. I think we should send this, we'll go to full council on Tuesday for further discussion, and hopefully the applicant will have an opportunity to speak. But I think, going to BOZA, and I also think given, even with the renovation, like, you would be building like a 25-foot porch in front of the house in order to get to that 15 feet. That doesn't make sense. So I'm suspicious of the whole porch. All right. We have a motion to deny and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Recommendation will be to deny. Item B is a similar request from R1 to R2.
Yes, ma'am. It's our rural conservation.
Oh, sorry, RC.
Yeah. You saw a similar request last month, I believe. Same general area. It's out part of, it's included in the Pepper Tract PD, but it's not zoned PD. It came in automatically annexed as R1. They wish to have equestrian uses, things like that, which aren't allowed in R1, but would be allowed in the RC2 district without having to come into the plan development.
Madam Chairman, I move for approval, but
second.
I have a comment afterward.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. And your comment, Mr. Chapman?
I tried to get in this property yesterday, and the gates were locked. I would like to request that in the future, if there is a request for rezoning anywhere in a gated community, we have access to look at that property. This happened to me once before in Dunes West and couldn't get in. I actually did get in because somebody was turning into the street off Chandler when I was backing out because I couldn't get in. So the gate opened and I did get in, and, you know, there's no reason we shouldn't approve this, but in the future, any place that's gated community, we need to be able to get in to take a look at.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Recommendation will be to approve the rezoning. Item number 6 on the agenda is an update on the zoning code rewrite and livability division efforts.
Yes, ma'am. Just wanted to provide you a brief update with some things going on. As you know, we've been working hard on the zoning code update. The consultants are finishing up the first two subchapters, which is the introduction, which doesn't sound like much, but that's the nuts and bolts of the wheres and the whats and the purpose, the applicability, all those things, how this relates to the comprehensive plan. Plus, we have our zoning districts, which are all of our residential and non-residential uses, or our districts, our overlay districts, all of those, plus their density. So that's all going to be coming to staff for review, probably hopefully in the next week. Next, our livability. We've been doing a lot with livability, but we heard your concerns last month, and code enforcement has been doing sign sweeps. He's been concentrating on the weekends, actually, going and picking up flags and pennants and signs. We try to be lenient on the A-frames, make them move them out of the right-of-ways, but he's been doing a lot with that. We've got about 3 truckloads full. So with the exception of some of those areas that are actually still in the county, we do try to work with the county and let them know when we have some issues in the donut holes for sign violations. But we've done a good job. He's done a great job of that. Our livability task force continues to meet. We meet quarterly, but we do meet more often as needed. We've really come a long way with kind of organizing and database management, working together on issues, particularly police and public services, obviously with the noise issues, dumping, those sorts of things. And so it's really come a long way, but we continue to build on that. Livability court, we call it livability court. It's we don't have our own dedicated court system, but we do have our dedicated day, the last Monday of each month. We tackle livability issues. Mostly lately it's been short-term rental stuff, but that's going really well. If the need arises, we will increase that and go to 2 days a month, but that seems to be working. We are working with legal on ordinance changes for our livability group to kind of better clarify what group does what. There's some ambiguity in some of our current zoning codes. They're outdated. They may not necessarily address some of the transitions and the changes that we've had in departments and things like that. So we really wanted to address the whole livability division. So we're working on that. Take Root, we had a great day at Blessing of the Fleet. We gave away 300 trees, and people were upset we didn't have more. But we've given away over 1,300 trees as of now. So now we're out of trees. We're working on our fall installment. We're hoping to get some earlier for summer, the farmer's market. But right now it's not looking like we're going to get any for the summer.
Is this all coming from the tree bank funds?
Now, we've had a lot donated.
Okay.
We have been able to get a lot of trees. We gave away 500 a few weeks ago, and they were all donated trees. So we're getting them, and yeah, it's great. It's the best way to get them. So we continue to try to get them. And these were big trees. These were like 3-4 feet tall. So we are working on a grant to undertake a community forest master plan, which is exciting. And do an outreach for our critical lime buffers. We're trying to address, a lot of folks just don't understand the importance of the critical lime buffer, its purpose. So we're trying to reach out to the communities that have a lot of properties along the buffer, kind of the importance of it. Hopefully trying to get those folks to do sort of self-policing, you know, and if there's an issue, come to us, talk to us, particularly when you want to do vision corridors and things like that. So a lot of it has to do with outreach and education. And then last, we're working with the county on settlement community overlays, and then we'll start working on some of our district area plans. But right now our focus is just on those first chapters of the zoning code and continuing to build up on the livability. So I'm happy to answer questions.
Are there any questions from the
commissions?
No, ma'am. I would like to thank our inspectors being out on the street on the weekends, 2 weekends in a row, in front of the Mercedes-Benz dealership. There were no cars or trucks in the buffer area. So thank you. And also for getting the signs that get put out on the weekends. And a lot of people just bank on the fact that they can go out and stick signs in the right-of-way on a weekend, nobody's going to catch them. So that was a great idea that y'all had. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the livability court system, because Charleston's got it, Isle of Palms has got it, and it's a great thing. It really It really works, and it helps neighbors feel like they're able to be neighbors instead of tattletales on their neighbors. So it's a great idea.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions or comments? All right. Okay. Moving on to item 7 on the agenda, which is an executive session for the receipt of legal advice related to pending litigation entitled Wind 515 versus the Town of Mount Pleasant Civil Case. Yeah. So before we go into executive session, committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Do I have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
We are in executive session.
I'm glad somebody else.
We are back from executive session. I believe there are no actions to arise out of it, unless there's something. Nope. And no votes were taken. Now, unless there's anything else to come before this committee, we stand adjourned.
Thank you. Amen.
Done.
This is the shortest.